No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today. I feel like, especially as a woman, there are so many different things, different like thought processes, ideologies that you're fed.
Right.
Where a lot of times we are in many ways kind of conditioned to settle. Right. And it's like, okay, well, guys are going to do this. Men are just going to be like this. And so it's like, okay, you just have to kind of deal with it. Again, going back to your point, like, I don't think there's anyone out here that's perfect. Right. I think that's just kind of like not a thing. But I do think that, to your point, you need to match up on those very core non-negotiables for yourself. And at the beginning of my journey, I think I was in like the exploration phase, like when I first moved here, just kind of dating, learning about what dating even looked like. Cause I had never had a season where I was like actually meeting men, going on dates, like getting to know, well, do I like this? Do I not like this? And when I moved to Addison, and that's when around the time that you and I met, that's when I was really starting to be like, okay, I want to be a bit more intentional about this because I'm meeting people that aren't up to my standard, but what is my standard? Right. What do I actually want? Like, what is that non-negotiable for me? And as much as I can sit here and be like, okay, well, I hated the ghosting and I hated some of the experiences that I had, I don't regret them because they actually made me learn about what my standard is. Yes. And so now that I'm in that place, I can be like, you know what? I want this, this, and this. And if the person can't give me those bare minimums for, you know, our relationship and what it looks like to communicate with me or to spend time with me or whatever, then I don't want it. Right. I don't want it. And, you know, it takes time to get there sometimes because, you know, I'm very much like a companion person. I love to be in a relationship where I love to kind of have that companionship, but I don't think that it's worth like the expense of my peace or it's worth Absolutely. Me feeling like, oh, I've settled just to be here. I'm in a relationship, but is it one that I want to be in? Is it a good one? Is it one that serves me? I don't know. Like, it needs to be that, you know?
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, you know, we talk about, you know, it's, do you want a relationship or the relationship?
Yeah.
Because I think it's a lot easier to get into a relationship than people realize. Like, you can just kind of hop into anything, you know, and that never really pans out, you know? Yeah. So, but there's a lot of work that goes into not only finding, but also mainly creating the relationship. And so you want to start that off with a good foundation. And you kind of do that by screening early and for the non-negotiables or similar interest and not only in each other, but interests you have in the world. Like, do you like the same things and stuff like that?
Yeah. I want to go back to another thing you mentioned too, which was the communication style and the screening, which you and I have similar communication styles. Yeah. And I remember that came up a lot too, that we talked about because we would both kind of encounter people that maybe weren't consistent with their communication or who just like didn't actually like to talk. And like, I don't know about you. Well, actually, no, I do know about you. Like, you need someone and I need someone who's like able to talk about like the deep stuff, get, you know, actually have conversations and not keep it very surface level or not chat at all. Again, going back to another way that I guess I feel like I was conditioned or sometimes I would chat with certain friends and I would get this advice of, well, you know, don't show your cards too early or don't show that you're interested too early or don't do this because it almost feels like you're coming on too strong. And I feel like that's another thing that I hated hearing about and I still hate hearing about as a single person. It's like, oh, don't do this because you don't want to come on too strong. But it's like, my personality is strong, baby. Like, that's just how I am. So if I have to hide bits and pieces of myself at the very beginning in order to get someone to like me, how does that serve me moving forward if I then have to like reveal who I am? It's going to be such a jarring experience for them and probably for me. So I really appreciated your approach because similarly, you were kind of like, this is who I am. I'm going in and I'm showing people this from the start. If they vibe with it, they do. And if they don't, they don't. And I know that we both had experiences where people felt like we were coming on too strong or we were very intense, which we are. Yeah. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's just for the people that are right for you, you're going to be just right. You're not going to be too intense or too mellow.
Exactly. Because it's like, if you are mellow, you just kind of go with the flow. You don't communicate that often. You're great with that. And that's, you know, I would argue that's what you want to find in your partner. But if you're on the other side of the spectrum, which, you know, we are, which is more intense, talk deep conversations or just, you know, chit chat about kind of anything, you do want to show that immediately because that's who you are. And that's with a partner, that's what you're going to want. That's going to be your primary person that you're going to and talking about your day or deep topics. And so if you're seeing that from the beginning, that's a great sign. So, you know, why there's no, to me, you know, it's the opposite advice is why wait? Why hold that back? Just show it immediately. And if they vibe, they vibe.
Exactly. Yeah. We love the dating chat.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.